Like to welcome everybody to the February meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, as well as Zooming online. If there's someone online that wishes to speak on a particular item on the agenda, please hit the chat function so Doug can catch you and we'll get you at that point. Director Watts, can you call roll call, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Bob Lusk.
He's about 5 minutes out.
Shannon Nave.
He's going to be absent.
Tim Watts here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
He's not going to be here tonight.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
Tracy Messler.
Here. We do have a quorum. For the public, our Enabling Act and rules state we have to have 5 affirmative votes to pass anything. So everybody please stand and join me in the pledges to the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. We don't have anybody for public comment, do we? Okay. Doug, you don't have anything either. Okay.
I might.
And show we're starting the public hearings at 5:06. Receive any public comments, requests to contest, and general manager's reports and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirements. Item A, applicant owner is James Lee out of Justin. System ID is 201 Wise County. Doug?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see why the screen's shutting off there. Sorry, I got distracted, Tracy. All right. So James Lee, we talked about this one a little while back. I'll go in a little slightly more detail in a second. Mr. Lee is seeking an operating permit to provide water for irrigation of baseball fields. This is in Northeast Wise County. You can see on the maps kind of where it's located. There are 2 existing wells in the system, 19732, 26699, and 2 new wells that have not been drilled yet, both of which smaller wells and meet all our spacing requirements. So we got an application for an operating permit, you know, last month. If you remember, this is the gentleman in November found that Mr. Lee had committed a violation. They had a approved well for, you know, under 17 gallons a minute. Staff found it was making 33 gallons a minute, and it was used for a non-exempt purpose, commercial purpose. So we did offer a violation. They settled that up. They accepted the settlement. And as part of it, you know, he then had to apply for an operating permit. He submitted that permit application. Like I said, in January, everything was good. And I apologize for, I don't know what's going on with the screen. I don't know why it's cutting off the left for those of y'all. I don't know, is it doing that on y'all's screens as well? It's just up there, the projector. Okay. So the maximum allocation of groundwater we talk about is, you know, you take the acreage owned or controlled, multiplied by the thickness of the aquifer or the depth of well, whichever is shallower, multiplied by 500. In that area, he owns just over 54 acres. And then, sorry, people are putting comments in. Aquifer is about 432 foot thick. The deepest well is 300 foot. So that's right now is limited by the 300 foot, the depth of well. So the total allowable application, 300 foot well by 500 by 54.291 acres, comes out to just over 8 million gallons per year. He's requesting 5.2 million gallons per year. And that is based on, 10,000 gallons per watering for each field, 5 fields, 2 times a week, 52 weeks a year. Comes out to 5.2 million gallons, which is under the 8 million that he could be allocated. My recommendation is approval of operating permit 201W in the amount of 5.2 million gallons per year as presented. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any comments online on this one, Doug?
No, sir. Mr. Lee's online if you have any questions.
Yeah, the board have any questions to staff or Mr. Lee?
I do.
I believe that's Mr. Lee. Yes, sir.
Yes. So if we end up using more water, do I just refile for it or do I kind of shoot high now?
Correct. I think what you've done is proper. You know, you report twice a year. So if you get into, you know, you submit your reports in, you know, in July for January through June, you know, and you see that you need more, then that would be your opportunity to apply for a larger volume.
Perfect. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Board, have any questions? You've heard the general manager's recommendation. I entertain a motion to approve it.
I'll make it.
Motion by Director Barkley. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And show that Director Lusk got here at 5:08. Thank you. Item B, applicant Camp Crucis?
Camp Crucis.
Correct. Okay. System ID 026 and H in Hood County. Doug?
Yes, sir. Camp Crucis is looking for an operating permit to provide additional water to church, for the church camp. They're on the property. They've got two existing wells, not proposing any new well, just seeking. They've got a historic use permit, and they're just seeking to increase the allocation under an operating permit. They submitted this application in December. Had to get a couple other things from them. We're waiting on some stuff, the application. Basically, they submitted the application because after the first 6 months of last year, they had already pumped 83% of their historic use permit. Of course, the wells are existing, so there's no well registrations, no spacing, none of that applies to this. They're simply asking for additional volume. So going back to the allocation, they own 165.7 acres. Aquifer thickness is 216 feet, but they're limited by the 165-foot well depth. And then there's a deduction for 2.3 million gallons per year for their historic use permit. So 165 foot by 500 by 165 acres, subtracting off the historic use permit, they've got 11.37 million gallons. They're eligible for allocation. They're requesting an additional 3 million gallons. And again, I didn't put the slide in here. We're limited to the lesser of the total, that number in red, or their non-speculative demand. They kind of rounded up on the 3 million they asked for. That request was based on the volume they produced last year, which is 1.9 million gallons more than their historic use permit. And they expect to add about 100 campers. So it's about a 25% growth. So if you take that 400 campers, you take their historic use multiplied by their historic or history of 400 campers, and then add 10%, add in the volume for the 100 additional campers. With the 10% buffer, it comes out to just over 2.5 million gallons additional. And so that is my recommendation, that 2.5. That's based on the actual math of their justification. And Kyle can probably talk to it better than I can if you have any questions.
And again, just like the other one, if they see after the first 6 months they need to
increase
that, they've got buffer where they can.
Right. And they were notified.
They show they have need. So
yeah, it was kind of shot in the dark for 3 million. After I sit down and started looking at the actual numbers, I ran my total by him, what our recommendation was going to be. He was completely okay with that.
Okay.
So I wasn't.
Board have any questions of staff? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept the general manager's recommendation.
So moved.
Motion by Director Lust. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Barkley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, New Fairview Municipal Utility District Number 1, headquartered out of Fort Worth. Operating permit amendment, system number 023W in Wise County.
Yes, sir. This is, again, subdivision just north of Rome. I've had quite a bit of discussion about this subdivision over the years, but they're looking to add two new wells to their permit. They are not, I ain't go through this. They're adding two, right now they're pumping primarily out of the lower Trinity, the Twin Mountains, the lower portion of the Antlers. They're looking to add two shallow wells purely for quality. They're not asking to increase their annual permit. They're not seeking any additional allocation. They're having, and we have a representative from New Fairview here today, if you have any questions, they're having pretty bad iron bacteria problems, and they're hoping to address that by drilling some shallower wells to blend the water to increase the quality. So they're not looking for additional volume. They're simply looking to add the two wells that they're proposing meet spacing. So we're not asking the board to take any action on the two wells. Literally, the only board action we're looking for tonight is to simply add well IDs 20657 and 20658 to the permit, because that is a major amendment to the permit and requires board action.
And the two new wells meet the vertical offset.
Correct. Okay. Correct. They meet all spacing requirements. There's no, they're not seeking any exceptions.
That's the buoy?
No, that's incorrect. That's a typo.
Yeah, it's not.
That just didn't get changed. I noticed it in something earlier.
Are you seeking any other water?
No.
No.
No, they're not looking to increase their allocation.
No, I mean for future use.
I mean, at some point, I'm guessing you probably will. There. Yeah. Go ahead.
If you'll identify yourself, sure. Ryan, please, sir.
Yeah, I'm Scott Shear with Lackland Holdings. We're the developer on this site. Yes, there's three more phases of development to occur on this project. So as a part of that, we will be drilling additional wells in the future.
But all this is simply...
This is simply us trying to blend for water quality for what we've got out there right now, and to account for the wells that we do have that are producing out of the Twin Mountains.
Yeah, the lower portion of the Trinity.
Yeah. Those screens get so clogged up that the capacity is reduced out of them. So this would make up for some of the loss in capacity out of those wells, and hopefully improve our water quality a little bit by blending.
Just curious, what's your water quality issue? Is it iron?
Yeah.
It's mostly iron related bacteria. Yep. Yes.
Bacteria. It's pretty bad.
So the iron bacteria, I know when water hits air and it starts to oxidize that iron, it collects like on people's houses, on rocks, or what? Just curious.
Yeah. The issues we're having in the subdivision are, you know, people's appliances and hot water heaters.
Okay.
We've seen issues there. It's just something we've been fighting for a long time, to be real honest with you. I'm the developer. I'm not super knowledgeable on the chemistry behind the water wells and stuff. This is just what our consultants are suggesting we do to help fix the problem.
Do you think this will take care of the problem?
I think they hope so.
It'll dilute it down, if nothing else.
Nothing else. I mean, they're gonna continue to fight that battle with their existing wells.
You don't know what that's the reason why I was asking. Huh? If
you don't know what's at, do you?
We understand
what the iron reading is.
I don't off the top of my head. No, it's high.
We're not close to 0.3. We're order of magnitude above that.
Well. I'll make the motion to.
Okay. A motion for Director Micah. Do I hear a second? To approve the, I have a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation, correct?
Okay.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Watts. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, Leo Bethel Place LLC, operating permit 203P. off Bethel Road in the Weatherford.
Yes, sir. These folks are looking for an operating permit to use some existing wells. One of them was registered and two of them were two old wells that were not registered. They've since registered them as existing wells, looking to use them for irrigation on a commercial property. They contacted Kyle a while back before they submitted this. Blaine actually went out and got total depths of the wells for the allocation part. They're existing wells, no applications, no spacing, none of that applies because those wells have been there. As far as their allocation goes, they've got 29.728 acres. Average aquifer thickness is 399 feet. Their deepest well is 400, so they get the full allocation. That comes out to 5.93 million gallons per year. They're requesting 5.977901 million gallons per year. And that is based on, as you can see the calculation here, 8.1 acres times 23 inches. There's about just over 5 million gallons a year. 325 trees times 4 gallons a week times 52 weeks, 67,000 gallons, 1.32 acres of flower beds type things, 23 inches a year, 827,000 gallons. And so that comes out to 5.977. That's more than they could be allocated under our allocation method. So they would be limited to the lesser amount of the 5,930,736 gallons. So my recommendation is approval of the permit in the amount of this of the volume of 5,930,736 gallons. And they have been notified that what my recommendation is lower, and they didn't have any issue with it. Right.
Board have any questions of the general manager?
Do they understand that they can't go over their request? Right.
Yes. Correct.
And that they could be fined?
Correct.
Penalty.
Correct.
Yeah. I assume staff is flagging all these permits that are now maxed out.
Right.
We've got not that many yet, but we've got some.
Correct.
Board says the general manager's recommendation. Chair would entertain a motion to approve it.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Watts. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And show the public hearings closed at 5:21. Move into our regular agenda. The consent agenda consists of normal, customary, routine, non-controversial items. Any board member can pull one of these off to be discussed separately. Includes the minutes of our regular board meeting and public hearing on January 18th, approval of bank statement ending January 31st, and current financial reports, approval of investment report, payments of bills and invoices received through today, reimbursements for expenses on behalf of the district through today, and approval of requests for extension applications submitted through today. Have one question on that, Doug. We are starting to get some that have hit their max number of extensions, correct?
Lena, were any of these?
I think there were a couple last.
We had last month we had some, but yeah, none of these were that close.
And we are notifying them that is their last one, correct?
Right. Okay. Yeah, Lena's on them.
Okay. Because those will eventually come back before us and we'll have somebody say something. So, Chair, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, unless you want to pull something out.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is moot. Board discussion of possible action and or direction to staff related to the structure of the agenda as it relates to public hearings and operating permits. This is really on here. I mentioned last month. And I'll remind everybody that our rules state that on these permit applications, Doug, correct me on this one, if they're allowed up to their limit and our permit rules say the board shall grant that. And
shall grant the lesser of the non-speculative demand or the allocation method we define in our rules. Right.
And most of these, as we've seen over the last few months, are pretty well for pro forma. We've had a few that, obviously, if Doug's going to recommend not granting something or if he knows it's going to be controversial, we could list it separately. But the question is, do we want to include these on under the consent agenda?
Well, and so we couldn't do it under the consent agenda because it has to be a hearing, right?
We can call a hearing and group approval.
Right. And so I think the proper way, and Brian can help me out with this, but I think we could get Brian to help us craft some language in the hearing to where the board may take action to approve all the general manager's recommendations in one group, right? Rather than going through them all like I just did, if my recommendation is their requested volume, we could just take action on it, similar how we take action on the consent agenda. We just, you know what I'm saying? But quick and easy, instead of wasting 20 minutes going over something that you've got to just do, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously, because it's public hearing, the applicant could request that it be pulled and taken up individually.
Right.
But
or any of the board could pull one, or I could request that we pull one.
It's just a matter of trying to expedite some of our meetings a little bit, because we've had as many as 7 or 8.
Right.
And taken better part of an hour to go through them.
And it was all basically just, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the board's pleasure on this? I mean, this kind of changing things.
And I saw Brian unmuted. Brian, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think you clearly can do them all in one motion. And you clearly can do it kind of like the consent agenda, pull one out if any board member has a concern. As far as time management and savings, I was thinking, since all of these things are provided to the board in advance, maybe Doug just goes over the ones verbally with the board that in which he's recommending something different than what the applicant asked for. If we and you know, maybe y'all want to hear all about every one, but when they ask for 5 million gallons and he's recommending 5 million gallons with your standard conditions, seems like we could just cover those if a board member had a particular question on them, and save Doug's explanations on those that are different from what the applicant was asking for. But that's just my thought.
So some feedback from the board.
I don't see any problem with it whatsoever, and I don't even think that I can recall an instance in which we went against what Doug had recommended. And even if there are some anomalies that come up, there's permits that come up that I don't like to vote for sometimes because I think it's not legitimate uses, but controversial uses, but still end up, we're still bound in the rules that right. we don't like it, but we still have to
approve it.
Right. We still have to approve it. So us merely going through the formality of doing all this stuff, unless we're going to change what Doug's doing, which I've never seen a case of happening, I think it's all an exercise of futility and keeps me from going to bed early.
So unless I hear otherwise, what I'll do is I'll work with Brian to make some changes to our language on the hearings for operating permits, and then I'll come in with a recommendation, you know, approve the following permits in one motion. If there's anyone want to pull, we'll go over those separately. Does that sound good for you guys?
Sound all right for the rest of the board?
Okay.
How about on my left side? Is that okay with you guys? You don't complain about it shortening the agenda, do you? Okay. You've got some direction then.
That's what I needed.
Item 4, consider an adoption of Resolution 24-001, adopting temporary requirements related to certain water wells used solely for emergency purposes until formal amendments to the district rules can be adopted by the board.
Right.
Doug?
So this one I'm going to take blame. I forgot to add something. If y'all remember in November, we did a resolution talking about some temporary changes to our rules until we could adopt rule changes that put in place several changes in statute. This item was on the back of my mind, and I meant to get it on that resolution, and I just forgot. because, well, it had just come up and it just didn't get done in time. But basically, you know, we've got an ESD out in WIT. They're looking to drill a water well. Right now, they're driving the mineral wells to fill up their trucks. They've got a grant from Parker County through ARPA funds to drill a water well for filling up their fire trucks. The tract of land they own is less than 2 acres, and they have access to public water from WIT, even though WIT won't give them enough water. The issue is, even though it's less than 2 acres and platted before 2009, it's probably configured. It's a long story. If you're interested, we talk all about it. It was probably configured back in the 1800s, although nobody can find an actual drawing of the lot or meets and bounds. But because it's not the whole platted before 2009 is only for domestic and livestock and poultry, right? It's not for commercial fire suppression. So what I have proposed is that we amend rule 4.6B to include wells that I can approve that were less than 2 acres platted before 2009 to include wells used solely for emergency purposes. And we define emergency purposes in our rules. It's wells used for fighting fire, for training purposes, but we define emergency purposes. And then to amend rule 4.5B so that I can grant an exception to wells, even if there's public water, that will be used for emergency purposes only. In other words, specifically for this situation where you've got a fire department that needs a well to fill up trucks to fight fires. And I don't see many of these other situations happening, but this one is, like I said, they're in WIT. They're driving to mineral wells to fill up. That's not super efficient when it comes to trying to put out fires.
Question, at their fire station, are they already hooked up to the WIT system for their?
Right. But they can't.
For the restrooms.
Right. But WIT won't let them fill up the trucks.
Okay.
Well, they'd have to go over. They don't even have hookups there at the station for that.
So they have a possibility of getting their one of those grants?
They're applying for one.
The county's using federal funds to drill the well.
Right. So. Right. But they are applying for. Have they received one? I know I talked to Joe the other day. I don't know if they submitted one yet. I know they intend to apply for one of the grants.
So
would this well impact? Would these wells impact neighboring, like residential wells?
There's no wells in the area.
So there'll be no impact.
No, there's not very much water out there. I mean, they might get a few gallons a minute. It's going to be. There's a reason WIT won't let them get water from their wells, because their wells, it would basically shut their system down if they went to go fill up a fire truck. They'll get enough water to slowly fill up a fire truck.
But they could end up having, they could have a storage tank.
Right.
And just keep the storage tank full.
Right. Well, that's what they intend to do. They're going to put some storage tanks next to this well that would be separate from any rainwater storage tank that they put in if they did apply for and weren't awarded a grant. I believe they've already bought some storage tanks for these, just some poly tanks, you know, the non-potable, like ag tanks, the agriculture tanks.
Board, have any other further questions? You're making a motion to approve resolution 2401?
Yes, the amendment to it.
Okay. I have a motion by Director Berkley to approve the resolution. Do I hear a second? Director Lusk, any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report. Doug, anything in particular on this one?
No, not really. I was just letting you guys know, and we'll talk more about with Brian about this in a little while. I'm going down early next month to start talking about, of course, the resolution we just talked about, the previous resolution, and any other minor rule tweaks, to work through that with Brian, and then we'll get a draft to you guys to review shortly thereafter.
A reminder to the board, if you have any suggestions, recommendations on any tweaks through our rules, get with Doug on that. So we make one run through Brian on bringing stuff back to be considered, because we'll have to do public hearings and such at that time. Brian, you want to do general counsel's here or later?
Sorry. We can do it whenever you want to. It don't matter to me.
It's the last thing on the agenda. I mean, we're done with everything else, Tracy.
We're done almost.
Oh, you've done all of number five? Then yep. I guess it's done.
If not, Brian, we'll just wait and do this all at one time. At this point, I'm going to and show it 5:34. I'm going to take us into executive session for consultation with legal counsel under Texas Local Government Code 551-071. No decisions will be made in executive session. If there are any decisions, will be made in open session.
We go lock. We go sign in the meeting.
And guys want to make a break and then come back in, join up in there. We'll be in there. Jill and Doug, you want Jill and Kyle both?
Yes.
On this? Okay. If you would, please. Brian, we're shipping chairs.
Yes, sir.
I'm fulfilling the executive session so I can follow.
I'm still having a thing. What? I can't. That would put me in violation of the law. I can't tell you. I'm not going to go to jail just because you want to know what's going on. It's not the way it works.
Come on now. I got to wait for. There we go. Make host. Yes.
Around the ears.
All right, Calvin, no.
She's not on that. It's just after she complained about one of the other directors, so that's the irony of it. Okay. Be careful what you do. You come back and bite you the wrong foot again.
Oh, they figured it out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have a
recruit
this week.
You are really good looking, sir. Jared, I don't forget how bald I am until I'm like, oh, man, I ain't putting it.